We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Kuf Mem Hei, the seventh chapter, the third halacha. And we have been discussing that we're not supposed to believe Lashon Hara that people tell over. And it doesn't matter if they say it in the presence of the victim. They are not to be believed. You have no way of knowing if what they're saying is true. Sometimes the person has good reason why he won't fight the slander that's being said in his presence. That does not necessarily make it believable. And we give examples of that. We're continuing in the third halacha, kishem she'asur lekabel lashon hara im shama me'echad, just as one is prohibited from accepting lashon hara when he hears an individual tell it over, kenadin afilo im shama mishnayim oyoter. The same halacha is true, even if two or more people repeat the lashon hara. And it goes without saying that if by saying this Lashon Hara, the person ruins his own validity, because the person gets the title Rasha, a wicked person. So for sure I shouldn't believe him. If a person has no legitimate reason for saying Lashon Hara, so when they say Lashon Hara, they ruin their own reputation. So obviously under such circumstances I shouldn't believe them. So then undoubtedly I should not believe it just because they say Lashon Hara. Because even if we say what they had just said was true, let's say they're telling me someone did something wrong, but in their telling me that, they themselves have transgressed the prohibition, don't go saying bad things about other people. The Torah prohibits us, even when the story is true, we're not supposed to go spreading bad information about other people. So then, by saying it over, they've just disqualified themselves. They've just gotten the label of wicked people. So then now, how could we believe them when they speak about someone else? Where you had no reason until now to suspect them of wrongdoing. So these people, they ruin their own reputation. And then certainly, I shouldn't believe them when they speak about someone else. So, point number one, says the Chafetz Chaim, just because two people say over Lashon Hara does not make it more believable halachically. He says, logically, if someone is suspect that they're willing to say Lashon Hara, then you also have to suspect that they will alter the story a little bit, they're going to add to the story a little bit. So then why would the story be more believable just because two people are telling it over? Even if you have a group of people saying something, we have a rule that when wicked people band together, so then they don't count. It doesn't matter how many they are. That's the rule the Talmud says, Kesher Reshaim Eno Min HaMinyan. In the days of Chizkiyahu, the king of Judea, when Shevna united the people to rebel against Chizkiyahu, God had told Chizkiyahu that the city would be saved from Sanherib, the king of Assyria, and Shevna had united a larger force than Chizkiyahu had, and with his men he had agreed with the Assyrian emperor to give the city of Jerusalem into the hands of the Assyrians. So the prophet Yeshaya tells Chizkiyahu, don't worry, God's going to do a miracle, the city will last, and Sanherib will not take over the city. Chizkiyahu asks, but doesn't God take into account the majority opinion? And the majority is now siding with Shevna, not with me, even though Chizkiyahu was king. So Yeshayahu answers him, Kesher Reshaim in Min HaMinyan, the line that Chafetz Chaim just quoted, that when you have a large group of people, but they're all wicked, then they don't count. Then you don't say it's a democracy, the majority opinion wins. No, a majority that's consisting of people who have united to rebel against the word of Hashem, so they don't count. So the same thing here, says the Chafetz Chaim. You have a large group of people who have agreed to say Lashon Hara. That does not make it more believable. Ela afilu imu davar she'in hasim resha'im al yaday sipuram yimei met itam. But sometimes you have something which, if they're telling the truth, then they're legitimate in telling it over. If what they're saying is true, then they're not branded as wicked people by saying it. Nonetheless, when I hear what they're telling me, I have to treat it as a concern, but not as a definitive fact. So if a few people come to you and tell you, you know, so-and-so can't be trusted. We were in the room with him and we caught him stealing. Okay, so they might be legitimate in telling you, because they want you to be cautious, right? So you're allowed to warn a person, but are you allowed to decide he's a thief? No. You're allowed to say, based on what they're telling me, I have cause for concern, and I'll take the proper precautions. But am I allowed to decide not to trust him? Am I allowed to decide, boy, what a bum. Now that everyone's saying this about him, I know it's true. No, you don't know it's true. You don't know. The rule of the Lashon Hara is, all you know is that you have cause for concern. And the fact that more people said it does not make it factual. It makes it a concern. When do we say that testimony is considered truth? When you have a court and two witnesses walk in. The court can question them, the court can verify. That's when we say two people can be witnesses and what they say is accepted as truth. But just because two people sit in a lunchroom and they speak badly about someone else and they say, you have reason to believe us, we're telling you for good reason. Well, that's not cause to believe him. That's not called testimony. Once it's outside of court, outside of Beis Din, then they're not believable. You see, even if they're caught as liars, then they won't get the title false witnesses. The title they'll get is people who have slandered someone else. But they haven't given testimony to people who say something that doesn't become testimony. So all of this is the rule that I'm not supposed to decide in my mind that the Lashon Hara that I was told is true. But to be suspect, to be concerned, that I'm allowed to do, even if I don't have to. One person came and told me. I told you guys a story. I had a student who was caught stealing numerous times. This goes back a few decades ago. And when the storekeeper asked me if he should hire him, I said, he's a nice boy, but this is what we know. We know that stores have caught him shoplifting. I wouldn't put him behind the cash register. So that's the facts that I knew. This is what I was told. He was not supposed to believe me to the point that he looks at the kid and says, he's a thief. But he was supposed to be concerned. The halacha says you're supposed to give information when it's relevant to the other party. We'll learn the details of that later on. And the other party doesn't take it as factual, but rather takes it as something to be concerned about.